It's time for the Lucky Colours number crystals and feng shui tips, and we'll kick off with Aries, Sharina.
We certainly will. White's the lucky colour this week for Aries and number one. And your power tip this week, feng shui, is a pineapple. Now, a pineapple is a universal sign of hospitality and friendship. If you place a pineapple as or its symbol or picture in your home to welcome transformation, and you'll experience pure joy and bliss. Now, a white pineapple are very easy to find. I've seen them now in Kmart, Spotlight, and also in the dearest stores, Freedom and things like that. So you can get a beautiful white pineapple and put that in your home proudly.
Nice. And Aries, you have the amethyst this week, which assists in calming the mind, reduces insomnia and allows restful sleep, reduces stress, eases headaches, helps with hormone production, strengthens the immune system, cleansing organs and respiratory system, and it also reduces bruising and swelling. With Taurus next.
Okay, Taurus. Taurus, the colours this week's golden three. Now, place a horseshoe, spread gold, with the open end facing upwards on your office or front door. Alternatively, place a glass or a brass figurine of a horse or a picture of eight horses. That's the symbol for winning in your wallet, home, or even your office wall, even the office wall behind your desk chair to increase strength and power.
And Taurus, you have aquamarine this week, which calms the nerves and reduces fluid retention. It's good for sore throats, strengthens the kidneys, liver, spleen, and the pituitary and thyroid glands. With Gemini next.
Absolutely, Gemini. Okay, Gemini. Now, this week, Gemini, the colour for you is green and number nine. To block negative energy in your environment, clean your home or your car with a spray made from lemon and water. Declutter the junk out of your home, office or car and get rid of the rubbish immediately. Place some sea salt around your home to dispel any negative energy.
And Gemini, you have labradorite this week, which balances hormones, lowers blood pressure, and helps with disorders of the eyes and brain and helps treat colds. With Cancer next.
Cancerians, red and eight this week. Write out your goals as soon as possible and display them in a prominent position in your home or office. Place a significant spiritual figurine or a picture of someone that you really admire on your desk or at home to inspire you.
And Cancer, you have shungite this week, which is regarded as a wonder stone. It's said to kill and absorb everything that does harm to people and live beings and concentrate and restore everything that is useful. And Leo's next, Sharina.
Leo's aqua and number four. Place the words believe and wish in the white lettering on a wall in your home where you will see those words often. These affirmations will remind you of your goals and how you really know that you can achieve them.
And Leo, you have the black tourmaline this week, which aids sleep, strengthens the immune system, and provides pain relief. It also helps with the adrenal glands, kidneys, spinal column, colon, and the legs. With Virgo next.
Virgo, this week is number six and pink. But I should say red, really, because red and pink. Because Tony, being a Virgo, won, and his friends won the Mo Awards. Lots of them won awards because they were wearing red underpants on the night. And three of them picked up trophies and kept coming past, flashing them at me.
Oh, okay. So and they're wearing them in their pants, not on their head or anything?
No, no, oh, inside. Okay. Yes. So and that also goes to show with those those tips, yes. So anyway, but that's the tip there. So wear something red this week. And even though pink's the lucky colour, pink and red, both those colours will work really well. And number six, and wearing something red, a red folder, red shirt or red clothing, but red underpants will work.
Okay. And Virgo, you have the Tibetan quartz, which helps heal the nervous system and the brain. It helps negative energy patterns and bathes the body in light for spiritual growth and repair. It also protects against negative electromagnetic energies. And lovely Libra is next.
Turquoise for Libra this week. And number seven, fill two shells with jewels and precious stones to attract a commitment partner or to spice up your love life. Place a set of crystal swans in your bedroom to bring all your love desires to light, or put a round mirror under your mattress, or pink flowers in a white vase to attract a partner. Ooh, la la.
And Liberty, you have Apothelite this week, which helps release suppressed emotions, like in Reiki healing, allows for deep relaxation, helps overcome anxiety, worry and fear, and aids in treating respiratory problems like asthma. With Scorpio next.
Scorpio's orange this week in three. Now, Scorpio, you need to be told, that you need to take 5 minutes a day to do absolutely nothing, to sit comfortably, take a shower, rest at a park, lie down in the backyard with no TV, no phone, no stereo to distract you, and declutter your mind. Take slow, deep breaths and think positive thoughts. Your mind needs decluttering.
Well, that's me all over, Sharina. And I have, for Scorpio, clear calcite this week, which strengthens the teeth, bones and joints, helps the organs to eliminate toxins, aids skin conditions, blood clotting, heals tissue, opens and clears the eyes, fortifies the immune system, and it alleviates fear and reduces stress. With Sagittarius next, Sharina.
Sagittarius is bronze and number five this week. Now, the tip I've got for you this week is the phoenix. And you can Google these on eBay. Surround yourself with images of the phoenix. Get a picture from the eBay. This will keep you open to new opportunities. A keyring is especially lucky, especially for marriage, and a picture of a phoenix in a frame is going to remind you of just how awesome your life will be. For career success, use one as an image on your Facebook page or computer background.
And Sagittarius, you have the epidote this week, which is a stone that can encourage recovery and regeneration after a severe illness. Epidote helps lift the emotions, also helps to dissolve sadness, sorrow, self-pity and grief. With Capricorn next.
Capricorn's yellow and number eight. Place the motif of a colourful rooster in your kitchen for well-being for the whole household. Yellow and orange flowers, and I just told you, yellow is your lucky colour as well, in the home enhance great communication, and a large bowl filled with fresh fruit on the dining or kitchen table is going to bring good health and abundance.
Capricorn, you have clear quartz this week, which works on all areas of the mind and body, awakening, amplifying and transmitting energy and clarifying thought processes. It's also an excellent stone for meditation, directing energies with more intensity. With Aquarius next.
Aquarius is gold and number three. Your tip this week is the almighty dragon. Getting a dragon facing your front door at home or at the office is going to bring you wealth, opportunities and the abundance that you desire and deserve.
Ooh. And Aquarius, you have the hematite this week, which aids circulatory problems, increases iron in the blood and the flow of oxygen through the body, stimulates the glands, activates the spleen, liver and gallbladder, increases resistance to stress and eases leg cramps. And last but not least, Sharina is Pisces.
Okay, Pisces, green is your colour. And number nine. This week, place happy photos of yourself and your partner, family or loved ones in a heart-shaped pink frame in your bedroom or your living area. Round items such as coasters, dining table or golden balls in a bowl symbolise unity, enlightenment and perfection. And a fountain or water feature can bring peace and good luck to the whole household. Remember to play sensual, soothing music to create a healthy, harmonious environment.
Nice.
Now, these are all my tips.
Oh, can I have my...
Oh, yes, of course you can. Yes.
Trying to jump in. You're just so eager to get back to work. Pisces, you have petrified wood this week, which helps the circulatory system, aiding with arthritis, rheumatism and blood clots, strengthens the back, muscle tissue and alignment of the skeletal system, and calms the nerves and helps the appetite.
Well, all these tips tonight are from my Sharina Star Fortune Reading Cards book for anyone that wants them, with the Fortune Reading Card sets as well. And SharinaStar.com is the website. Sharina Star. If you go to Sharina Star Facebook as well and like the page, there's lots of prizes. And I'm giving away some of these fortune reading cards this week. So go and like the page to be in it.